You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, as we do it after every council meeting for both Opelika and Auburn. And now we do it for Opelika, as you hear him bragged about by the mayor every Wednesday after a meeting, as the president, as Eddie Smith joins me on the WNI hotline. Now, Eddie, did you do your job last night without the mayor? Because he always says that you do such an awesome job of getting you guys through the meeting and get y'all out of there at a decent time.
Ben, I appreciate that, I appreciate the mayor saying that. Yeah, we did miss the mayor. The mayor and Todd Rauch from Ward 5 are in Paris at the Paris Air Show, and so we did miss having them with us last night. But we made it through it, and everything went well, and so we look forward to them returning. I think they will be coming back on Saturday, so they. Hopefully we'll go over and find us some new business. So, and that's always exciting. So
can you imagine Mayor Fuller and his Southern charm over in Paris, France, wooing those guys over there?
Well, Ben, he obviously is still a salesperson. You know, he can sell anything. And so, I believe he can sell the city of Opelika in his southern charm and in his sales abilities combined. That'll win you over every time. So right. we're excited about that. And I think he's due back Saturday, and then he goes back out. I think one of his children may be getting married or something's going on that they are – going maybe to Colorado or somewhere.
No, I think you're correct in that. I've forgotten. I think his son is. He had told me not too long ago that his son was engaged, and Gary Jr. actually worked for me for a brief stint before he went off to bigger and better ventures, because he knows nobody can make money in the radio business, so he decided to go do something else, just like his father did. So, that's going to be coming up soon. So, well, Eddie, last night, you guys didn't have a prayer meeting scheduled, so walk us through it, and let's see what all we got to last night.
Okay. All right. Well, in our work session, Ben, we had a presentation from Scott Parker and his committee on the Creek Line Trail, and the Creek Line Trail is something that we've been working on for a long time, and that committee has been working on for a long time with the help of John Swetman from the OIDA and Matt Mosley and Scott Parker. And so they made the presentation, and then later up on, we took it up into the council meeting. But they showed us the rendering of a trail that will begin on Veterans Parkway and end on Waverly Parkway at the intersection of 280. Mm-hmm. And so it's just under a mile long. And it'll have watering stations and benches, and so it's a bicycle riding and or walking trail that's going to be a very nice addition to our community for people that enjoy doing that. And so we look forward to doing that. And when we went on into the meeting, it was on the agenda, and we got it approved, and then it involved an expenditure of about $700,000. The good news is that we're going to get about $200,000 of that as a grant through the Alabama Department of Economic Affairs, and so ADECA. And so that's going to be starting up right away, and we should have that up and running. I guess it'll probably take 6 or 8 months to do, but that's going to be a nice addition to our community. And it'll go through the end of, a lot of people ask about the corner of 280 and Veterans Parkway. Mm-hmm. The city bought that property a while back and cleared it. And so that trail will touch on the backside of that piece of property, just to give you some perspective of where that is. And then we moved on into our regular meeting, and we had several things that we wanted to that we looked at. One of the things that I wanted to mention was the the monthly building report, which was given by City Administrator Joy Motley, and he told us that in the month of May, we had $132 million worth of permits issued. The largest part of that, that's year to date, I'm sorry, for the 8 months. So the biggest part of that is 286 new single-family homes at $72 million. One of the things that we were concerned about as the economy has changed and the interest rates have gone up and things are getting a little bit tighter, what would be happening. But the 286 new single-family homes is a good number considering the economic environment. So we're excited to see that continue to be a thing that our city is enjoying the growth of. That was good to see. Then we moved on into our general business, and one of the things that we have had an issue with was First Avenue, especially during our rainy season that we talked about earlier. We had some flooding there during the last rain. Of course, we got 6 inches of rain in 30 minutes.
Oh,
and generally, it's not going to be good. But we're working on that, and we're going to get it fixed. But the good news about that is also we approved an alcohol license last night for Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. So we're going to have a new restaurant in our entertainment district down on First Avenue. And so we look forward to them getting open in the old location of Doris Signs. And so that's going to be another cool thing for downtown Opelika.
That's been something that's been kind of, I told Joel yesterday, that's been long coming. You know, the rumors kind of came out, a year ago, a couple of years ago, and people had said that it was coming. And of course, there was a location in Auburn at one point in time when I was in school in the late 90s. And let me just say, they treated me right. I live right across the street. And if you cheated a little bit and went over there late, they had to get rid of the food. They may give you a little more extra than what you were usually supposed to get. So I really miss that place. That's probably what led to those freshman 15 that everybody talks about as well.
Oh yeah, I've been there and done that.
So I'm glad to see it coming back to the area, and what a great location down there. You mentioned that entertainment district, man. The city of Opelika has just with the food truck Fridays and with the burger war stuff that happens and all the downtown stuff. That's come to be something that. Eddie, I just got to be honest with you. You know, that didn't exist back in the late 90s and early 2000s when I was a younger person and was able to get out and about and do a lot of stuff like that.
It did not, Ben, and it's been a great addition to our downtown area. The Food Truck Fridays, as you mentioned, the entertainment district where you can walk around and move from store to store or bar to bar or whatever your choice is. And speaking of that, we're going to have an event tomorrow night downtown. The Red Clay Brewing is hosting Bike Night, which they're going to have some motorcycles and they're going to block off each end of that street. And so that'll be some more entertainment that'll be going on North Railroad Avenue. So if you ain't got anything to do tomorrow night, that would be a cool place to go see. If you're into looking at motorcycles which are pretty cool. And so that's going to be a fun event. So, yeah, you're right. The whole downtown entertainment district has changed, and we didn't, probably to the better, didn't get to enjoy it when we were in college.
You're probably correct in that. That's probably a good thing that I didn't participate as much as I did. Well, what else did we get to last night, Eddie?
Well, we had several public hearings and then resolutions on demolitions and weed abatements. Of course, the time of the year that weeds are are growing, and when they get out of control and we and the owners don't do it, then we have to have a public hearing. And if there's approved, then we have to go and do the clean up ourselves. And so we had about one, two, three, four, five of those last night. And then we had three demolitions that we had public hearings. One of those got tabled, and we hope that that the people that own it, which is a old Masonic lodge, can come back and do something about that building, because it would be a shame to tear down a 100-year-old building, but it's in very, very bad disrepair. And so hopefully they'll be able to do something, but if not, then we'll have to go about cleaning that up. The other couple of things that went on, we spent about $700,000, or approved expenditure of $700,000 to buy a new garbage truck that will be purchased, a 2024 Mack chassis with body services. So the Opelika Environmental Services folks do a great job, Terry White and his team, of keeping our community clean. And so we are needed to replace one of those vehicles, and we approved that, and we'll see that happening really soon. Another thing, a big expenditure that is a necessary evil, unfortunately, is a communication system for our fire and police department. That's an expenditure of about $1.2 billion upgrade what we have now. But it's so important. We were talking earlier about the fire downtown and the amount of communication that goes on through those systems, and that so important to, because that right there would have been a catastrophe had it not been for the communication that was going on, not only between the people in Opelika Fire and Opelika Police Department, but the assistance that came from the Auburn Fire and Police Departments in the surrounding areas that averted a catastrophe, a potential catastrophe downtown Opelika. So so we spent some money to upgrade those systems last night.
Which is, you know, that's I think that's going on across the board. At last time, it may not have been the last meeting, but even the Sheriff's Department's had to do that with Lee County, and Auburn's had to do that. And as you just said, it's terrible. It takes a tragedy and something like that that happens downtown to realize, number one, how good we've got it, for one, with the communication, but number two, how much it's needed. And you just never know until you got to use something like that, how important it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so we were reminded, and now we're going to do something about it. So hopefully that we won't have that kind of emergency again, but you want to be prepared. And so we were very fortunate that we didn't burn down all downtown on that particular night. And so we're thankful that our friends from all the surrounding areas came and helped us. And so we want to be able to make sure that we can have that communication going forward.
Anything else we need to get to, Eddie?
Well, I think that I want to mention one other thing, Ben. We have a opportunity, apparently we're going to have an opportunity on the new side of I-85, where the QT is. I think we have a Texas Roadhouse coming, and the rumor is that we have a sporting place coming that maybe have something to do with golf.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to that. But we did put table that deal, because I think it's supposed to close on or before July the 15th. And so they weren't ready to change the zoning on it. But hopefully by the time we meet in July, that that'll be resolved, and we can change the zoning, and then we'll have some big announcements about some other sporting events that are going to be available to us at that exit 60, what is it, exit 62? Mm-hmm. No, 63. Anyways, the Tiger Town exit.
Yes, so, yes.
So we're looking forward to making a big announcement about that really soon.
I tell you what, it's I told the mayor one time before, we mentioned earlier in the conversation about the entertainment district downtown. Man, that corridor right there at Tigertown has turned into an entertainment district, too. I mean, with the theater and the new restaurants that are coming there, and as you said, the possibility of some other sporting things that are coming there. There's already the place right behind Lowe's right there that, you know, Tigertown Sports, that you can go and do volleyball and have a beverage and have some snacks and play putt-putt and everything else. It has just turned into something that is very cool for families and for anybody in the area to go and participate in.
Yeah. And so we'll continue to be blessed and we're thankful and we return thanks to the true provider of all that. And so we're very happy to be a part of that and see things happening in our communities.
Eddie, as always, I greatly appreciate it. Thanks for holding down the fort while the mayor goes off and he and Todd Rout. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Todd Shackett from Southern Union is also one of those dignitaries that's over there representing the area and hopefully bringing some things back to Southern Union to better equip our young students in the area as well. So sounds like we are well represented on the other side of the world, at least until Saturday, and then they'll bring all that Southern charm back with them to the area. So as always, I greatly appreciate it. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
You bet. Eddie Smith, president of Opelika City Council, he was running the meeting last night, and it sounds like they got a lot accomplished while the mayor was out gallivanting over on the other side of the world. We'll have more in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning. It is Whitten Wednesday as well today, so we'll do that. And we'll recap the Auburn City Council meeting next hour here on AOTM.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk. WKN.